Hey, and welcome to The Living Stone, a digital ministry from Greystone Baptist Church in Raleigh, North Carolina. Here's this week's scripture reading and sermon.
Our scripture reading today comes from Mark chapter 9, verses 2 through 7. After 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him and led them up a high mountain where they were all alone. There he was transfigured before them. His clothes became dazzling white, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before them Elijah and Moses, who were talking to Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good to be here. Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were very frightened. Then a cloud appeared and covered them, and a voice came from the cloud. "This is my son, whom I love. Listen to him." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I meant to say earlier how nice you all look in your name tags. Thank you for doing that. For those of us that might not remember names so well, to see you and know your name and to see your name, I appreciate that. I know others do. Also, Sopranos, you were on fire this morning. Mercy. Thank you for that wonderful music this morning. Do you know the RIM organization, R-I-M Corporation? Anybody know that? I know, Jonathan, you do. This group, several years ago, was very proud of their internet phone system. They had made a mobile phone. They had invested millions in building security and building connectivity and in building their network over which the phone worked. But the selling point was they had a full QWERTY keyboard on their phone. You know QWERTY, like ASDF, JKL, semicolon, semi. That was how I learned it. A full QWERTY keyboard on their phone. Fantastic. And those phones sold like hotcakes because they had a full QWERTY keyboard. It was amazing. It was a status symbol. It was sleek in its design and it fit right on your hip so good. My friend Rick Bennett and I used to have draw-offs with our phones because they were so cool and we thought we were something and we had a full QWERTY keyboard. It was amazing. So in 2007, when this hotshot named Steve Jobs told us that they were going to sell us bricks that had no keyboard, the people at RIM said, "The BlackBerry is the best-selling phone ever. We have a full QWERTY keyboard. Nobody's going to buy a brick and carry it around as a phone." And so they did nothing to respond. They just kept telling us about their QWERTY keyboard. "We've seen that brick. There are no keys on it. How would you ever even communicate?" What they missed was that Steve Jobs was selling connectivity. Steve Jobs was selling community. RIM was selling QWERTY keyboards. Last year, Apple sold more than 231 million phones. 1 year, 231 million phones. The RIM BlackBerry, none. They had a good thing. And so they said, let's just stick with it. It's a full QWERTY keyboard on a cell phone. Everybody should want that. Peter and James and John found themselves in a similar situation. They're up on the mountaintop with Jesus. They were in the hall of fame of heaven, if you will. These three guys who were the closest advisors to Jesus are invited on a little trek up the mountain, not unlike when Moses went up the mountain thousands of years before that. They go into the hall of fame and they are struck. Scripture says with fear, but if you dig a little deeper into that word fear, you also see that it can mean awe. Awe. Have you ever been in the presence of greatness? Have you ever met one of your heroes? I remember meeting Jimmy Carter, and all I could say was, I remember meeting Dolly Parton at Disney World. She had on a red and white checked gingham shirt. I'll never forget that. I can't tell you what Jimmy Carter was wearing, but I'll never forget. And Dolly Parton looked at me and smiled and said, hello, and I went, I was in awe. You ever been there? You ever been with your heroes and had nothing to say, but you wanted to say everything? I think that's where Peter and James and John were. And Peter says to Jesus, Lord, Lord, we need to build some tents up in here and stay a while. I wonder what Dolly Parton would have said if I'd said, but could we build a tent for you here and let's just stay a while? We're in the hall of fame. Moses, Elijah, who knows else, who else they saw? We only get a glimpse of what happens. And Peter says, we need to stay here. We need to stay right here. This is the best it's ever going to be. And we need to soak in this. And Jesus says, we got to go back down, fellas. We got to go back down the mountain. Yes, it's great up here. You heard my Father say how beloved and how anointed I am. But listen, you can't tell anybody about that yet. They surely wouldn't know how to handle it. You guys are going to have to carry that secret for a while. But we can't stay here. Even though you have a QWERTY keyboard on your cell phone, you can't stay with that. Kay has already preached my sermon this morning. We want to stay where we are. It's scary to move beyond. We want to stay where we are. It's warm. This morning it was so warm in my bed and my alarm clock went off and I was angry. I just want to stay there sometimes, don't you? Today we come to the table. And some of us just want to stay here. But this is nourishment for the journey. It's not a place to stay. We get scared. I think Jesus understands our fear. Sometimes we stand in awe. I think Jesus understands that as well. But Jesus says, come on, fellas. We got to go down the mountain. We can't stay here. Several years ago, our daughter had come home for the weekend to visit. I asked her what she wanted to do. She said, I'd like to go see the Braves play. So the Braves and the Cubs were playing that weekend in Atlanta, and we bought tickets, and off we went to the game. We were seated in the outfield. That's the only ticket I could get, but we got there early because I like to get there early. And the Cubs were finishing up batting practice, and up against the rail of that first row of seats into the outfield was a 9-year-old kid. And he had his glove on and he had a ball in his hand and he starts screaming, hey, Greg, hey, Greg, hey, Greg. Hall of Fame pitcher Greg Maddux was shagging balls in the outfield. And this little 9-year-old kid is hollering at Greg Maddux. And Maddux turns around and looks at him, and the kid goes. And Maddux goes, throw it, kid. And the kid threw it. And Maddux threw it back. And the kid threw it again, and Maddux threw it back. And the kid threw it again, and Maddux threw it back. And suddenly Maddux punches his friend, Kerry Wood, another Cy Young pitcher, probably headed to the Hall of Fame himself. Now, two Hall of Fame pitchers are playing catch with a 9-year-old in the outfield, and I'm thinking, oh, man, I would love to be 9 years old. And I'm thinking, oh, man, this is one of the greatest moments of sportsmanship I've ever witnessed. And I punched my daughter, and I said, do you see what's happening? Oh, it's just a kid, Dad. I said, this is a moment. And in my heart, I just wanted to stay in that moment. But we had to play the game. And so Maddux said, last one, kid. Threw the ball back. They went to the dugout. Cubs won 4-3. I was hoping Ron would be here when I was telling that story today. It was one of the greatest moments I've ever witnessed. And I just wanted to sit in it for a moment. Ever been there? Ever sat with a friend and you knew you were on holy ground? Do you remember standing at the altar looking into the eyes of your beloved and saying, I do? That's a moment you want to sit in and stand in, stay in. When you're beside a friend in the hospital, when you're beside a friend who's hurting, when you're knowing you're on holy ground in that moment, let's just stay here. But you know, the winds will blow, the birds will sing, change will come. Moses, Elijah, Jesus, the voice of God. If there was ever a moment to sit still and stop, that was it. And Jesus said, boys, you can't stay here. We got to go down the mountain because they need us.